David Bowie, Let's Dance. Jason's classic cut on a Friday. Just want to take, I want to do one more segment on this because I really haven't had a chance to flesh out what I think. Ann Coulter just ripped soccer, said it's not a real sport. It's not a sport Americans would enjoy, that it's a socialist sport by its nature. Doesn't score a lot of points. Everybody's equal. And I think a lot of those things are untrue about soccer. And quite frankly, she seems to be someone who doesn't understand the sport. I don't fully understand soccer. And I think that's part of the problem. Lisa writes, Jerry, while I generally like Ann Coulter, I disagree with her. She talks about it like there's no skill involved, which leads me to believe that she has never watched a soccer team practice or play. I would argue that not being able to use your hands requires more skill, not less. There are plenty of soccer players that have gotten serious injuries doing this. She makes it sound like they have no rules and are playing with Nerf balls. I disagree with her interpretation of the game. I do agree with her take that the perception of growing interest in the sport in America is largely inflated. And I think that she does have something of a point that the ratings are driven, at least in part, by recent immigrants whose home countries are dominated by the sport. Jason disagrees with that. I see no evidence that, okay, here's what I think she means. It's not about to become an upper-tier sport anytime soon. Jason, would you agree or disagree with that? That it's not about to become an upper-tier sport in America anytime soon. Upper-tier is baseball, basketball, or football, and sort of kind of hockey. It will never reach that level. That's her point. That's her point, that it's never going to be more than a passing interest. Dan on the road. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry. One of my youngest boy played soccer in high school, or before high school, grade school, I guess. You know, the people over here will get into the soccer for the exercise that their kids get and watch the game because you know the kids that are playing, you know all their names or whatever else. Once you get into the World Cup, I don't know of anybody that watches it. Who knows their names? You know the names of anybody on the World Cup team or on any of the teams, but you know your football players' names, you know your basketball players' names. If you're into hockey, you know those. I don't follow hockey, but at least I know who Gretzky was and Bobby Orr.
Okay, that's a great point. Now, Pele is the only famous soccer star that I can think of. But to your point, Dan, when I was getting into, I'm not a big NASCAR fan. I'm trying to get into it. A good friend of mine is a huge NASCAR fan. You know what he told me is the first thing I've got to do? Pick a driver.
Pick a driver. Yes, yeah, I agree with that. You have to know the people in the sport.
Pick a driver to follow. And I think there are soccer stars, but they are unknown in this country. And I think her point about Beckham is a good one. Thanks a lot for the call. The media tried to make him hear what he is in the rest of the soccer world, and it just didn't work. I think some of the points she makes about the sport are valid. Before we get to Mary, his first email, Coulter is dead on in her analysis of soccer as a sport. I read it the way I want to read it. Being followed by Americans in general, she is completely wrong about its popularity, a sport that children enjoy, at least at a younger age. Our soccer fields here are packed by hundreds of kids playing at a youth league. It is extremely popular, as any person with eyes can tell you, and for the exact reasons Coulter gives. You don't have to be an athlete to play. I don't know that I agree with that. Although a well-rounded background as an actor, he's talking about the flopping. Oh, like flopping is confined to soccer. American basketball players. And what about even in football? That we've had that. Being an actor is a big plus. Mary in Marshfield. Mary, go ahead.
We have to deal with the feminization of society here.
The feminization.
Women who have children do not want to see their children hurt by playing sports like football or any of the rough and tumble ones. And we now have what we call, in blatant terms, is called spade a spade, the wussification of society.
So you buy the notion that soccer is a wussy game?
No, I do not. I have played soccer. I've played field hockey.
Okay.
I have played some of the rough and tumble sports. I have played rugby.
Okay, so I'm not getting your point then, Mary.
I'm just saying that we, as an American society, football is up there with baseball. It's all-American flag, you know, the 4th of July, you know, mom and apple pie.
Well,
it's not, we're not the society, we as a society, I don't know how to explain this, but women look at a sport like football a little bit differently than guys do.
Okay, but hang on, because you're singling out football. Women, I'll tell you what.
No, I mean, they look at any of the sports a little bit differently than a guy does.
No, I get that. I get that. But hang on a second, because I think I know where you're going with this. When I go to baseball games, to me, I think women are into baseball more than they're even into football. And it might be for the point you're saying. Baseball, for the most part, is more violent. But then why do they like baseball, but soccer's not catching on to that level?
It's a long game that can be quite boring.
Same thing can be said about golf. That's popular on TV.
I have, watched soccer. Believe me, I have tried to get into soccer.
I have tried to.
I much prefer rugby over football.
Mary, I got to let you go. But here's what I would say. I mean, my wife wasn't really into football because nobody had explained it to her. After we met, and she realized, oh, my God, he's going to be doing this all the time, that she better learn it. She's become a fan. I remember my epiphany moment in how far my wife had come in football knowledge. A guy fielded a punt at about the one and stepped back into the end zone and then took a knee. And I was about to explain it to her. She goes, he can't do that. Well, he can, but it's not going to end well. She got it. I mean, and she understands all the nuances of football now, and she just did it one at a time. When I would blurt out something in anger, well, what? I don't think there are enough people in this country to do that. But I think there is an American pride thing there. Football and baseball, for the most part, and I'm talking American football, are uniquely American. They started here. Basketball is 100%. Dr. Naismith. It is foreign in that regard. Rugby and Australian rules football. Yeah, those are tough. I don't think soccer is particularly wimpy, though, or that you don't have to be an athlete. I don't agree with that. But I think there are cultural differences. Now, she's saying everything about soccer is what is un-American. That I don't know that I necessarily agree with that in the way that she means it, but I think there are cultural differences to the nature of the game. Football is the most popular sport in America, in part because it is the most violent. I do agree with that. However, once you learn the nuances of football, there are beautiful things in baseball. A perfect pitch that jukes a hitter out of his shorts, double play. But, I mean, when you throw that perfect slider and the guy backs off and it's like, oh, that's not where it went. That's beautiful. The Brewers outfield has made some beautiful catches. Third down and 10 in the Super Bowl in 2010, where Aaron Rodgers hits Jennings for 30 yards. I still think, I mean, he couldn't go and place it in his hands any better. I don't think any sport can duplicate that. I just went, I mean, it's close. Basketball has beautiful things too. I'm not disputing that. Or a shutdown corner. There are things about the game, but I think it is a cultural divide. I do agree with that. Robert in Luxembourg. Robert, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call this morning. Yeah, I don't think soccer will get more popular as a pro sport. But I remember back to the 80s or 90s when they used to have the indoor soccer league, which is no longer around. But then my niece, who loves soccer, she's a freshman now, but as an eighth grader, she was being scouted by college scout as to potential for a scholarship for soccer as a field league.
Well, here's what I've said, Robert, is I predicted back in the 80s when I was on the radio in Fond du Lac, I predicted that there would be a female place kicker in the NFL by the year 2000 because I thought soccer back then, soccer was growing with the kids, and I thought it was going to be huge back then. That didn't happen. I think the friend that emailed in is onto something. I think it appeals to youth athletes. And that's a built-in audience. You're going to go watch your kid do underwater basket weaving. I mean, I'm not comparing it to underwater basket weaving. I'm just saying, you would. If your kid is taking part in something, you're going to be there because you're that kind of parent, just as a lot of parents are. Yes, you will. If Joshua, instead of playing football, if your son played the violin, you wouldn't go to a recital? Of course you would. You would too. Don't even try to say that. Don't even try to say that you would. You would too. You would too. To Chad in Green Bay. Chad, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on soccer not being very physical.
Mm-hmm.
Both my daughters play in state leagues, and every game there's a kid getting hurt, you know, from a collision, or we had watched a U15 boys game, and to watch those kids flying around out there was amazing. One game there was a separated shoulder, a concussion, you know, there was red cards. It was, you know, very exciting. The pro level, it seems like the flopping and, you know, every little tick and tack they call, so that I think is a big part why people aren't, you know, watching.
Again, it's such a cultural difference from American games. Thanks a lot for the call. Everybody wants to compare it to football. Here's the word that we Americans see missing. You know what it is? There's a magic word here, and Ann Coulter didn't say it. Drama. We don't see the drama. Where, you know, baseball last night, I really had to go to bed. It was 5-4 Brewers. I should have just stayed up because I lied awake wondering what the hell is going on. You know, they end up winning, by the way, 7-4. Two more in the eighth. That's what I'm talking about. It's 10:21.
The Jerry Bader Show.